Radio.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe, 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 it's time to go, go, go. You're just so status quo. Both friend and foe, no, you're a no-go, Joe.
Come on, man.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich.
The 26th day of January 2021, we are on day six of the newly installed illegitimate regime. Coming up on Patriotically Correct Radio this week, we will have Congressman Madison Cawthorn joining us. Also, Representative Boebert will be here. Two up and rising superstars for the GOP, for the Republican Party, and it's amazing that there still are any left among us. Also, we are going to be having Project Veritas on today's show, but first, in the wake of overreaching and tyrannical lockdowns and business closure mandates, many once self-employed people are out searching for jobs, praying they can hold on to their homes, their cars, and now simply just provide food for their children. It's completely devastating, particularly in democratically controlled states and cities. That's no secret. Fact check me. Go ahead. If you're one of those people looking for a job, you may have noticed all of the federal government postings for IRS agents being sought after right now. The Biden administration intends to add an unprecedented amount of federal tax cops. So why would there be such a need? Well, to answer that question, we must first look at the executive orders and tax legislation already signed and then ready to be tabled in just the first 5 days of Biden's presidency. After going through the list, you'll understand the need for more bodies in the IRS. They need to make certain that you are paying your fair share. The talking points from the left are incredibly reassuring for middle-class Americans, as radical leftist representatives continuously tell us that the Biden tax increases are only meant for the rich. The propaganda spreading imbeciles like Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon over at CNN will double down on that rhetoric, spewing falsehoods and outright lies. They'll do it with a straight face and knowingly spread disinformation on a national platform without any moral consequence, shame, or any guilt. Of course, the Biden tax plan is absolutely crippling to every American. And you should know that the backbreaking burden is soon to hit you, right here in the middle class of America. Nobody is an exception. And the irreparable damage and pain that it will inflict will be devastating to all of us right now, and even more so for our kids and grandkids in future generations. President Jimmy Carter may have been the worst president in the history of our country. He lost his reelection bid due to a capital gains tax that would be due immediately upon inheriting stocks, property, other investments, or cash from your parents when they pass away. This was an insane proposal, and Carter was rejected by Americans as a result of that crushing right hook to the jaw of the taxpayers in our country. Biden is right behind him, and if he gets his way, we'll be turning back the clock. Let me break this down for you. If the number is 49%, this would mean that your mom and dad paid off their house, and if it's valued at $250,000, you would immediately owe the federal government $122,500. Not when you sell it, not when you refinance it. Immediately, upon the tragic loss of your beloved parents, you'd be required to stroke that check. If dad was a good investor, which didn't take much of an effort during the Trump administration's upward blast of the economy, it's likely that any investment portfolio you may inherit will have seen quite the gain also. So if mom or dad originally invested 20 grand and the investment is now worth 100 grand, well, that's a gain of 80,000, right? Yep. So be ready to stroke a check immediately for $39,200. But the tax plan only affects the rich, right, Joe? We all know what happens if you can't afford to cut a tax check when the government says you owe. Ask Al Capone, Wesley Snipes, Pete Rose, Martha Stewart. The list goes on and on. The assault on the middle class is here. This isn't a long-term dream for this administration. It's now, and it's overt, right out in the open, full-scale war being waged on any remaining self-sufficient citizens that don't currently rely on the government to stay alive. Biden and his radical cronies are here to choke you out and suffocate the life of our economy, forcing business owners to become former business owners. Those who have become accustomed to providing for their families will be fast-tracked to the soup kitchen lines, reaching a hand up to the administration, begging for a handout. This is the ultimate form of forced compliance through poverty control. They've been doing it to black folks for a long time, about 50 years in the Democratic Party. The corporate profit tax isn't just for Target, Best Buy, Lowe's, and Home Depot. It isn't restricted to Fortune 500 companies that nobody really pays attention to, except for the noticeable increase in product pricing, of course. This tax is full spectrum. Under a Biden administration, every single business owner is going to be required to pay the increased profit tax, which includes your family-owned businesses, restaurant, deli, bar, barbershop, hardware store, etc. Your online businesses, your recording studio, your multi-level marketing profit, all of it. Yes, he lied. Weird, right? Millions of small businesses have already been closed permanently due to the required shutdowns in the name of health and safety. The ones that will remain will be targeted with catastrophic taxes and overregulation. This is what the administration has announced, and this is what they stand for. This is the progressive agenda, and it's not pretty. The Obamacare individual mandate tax is back on the table, and Biden is expected to make it law. It'll be executive action, which will be another swipe of the pen that he can add to his record-shattering, unprecedented 30 executive actions already signed in just his first 5 days. Along with pissing in the face of our northern neighbors in Canada by shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, ridding of thousands of well-paying jobs, both union and non-union, and exponentially increasing the price of refined fuel, Biden's now going to come after the price of fuel at the pump even more aggressively with a carbon tax. Yeah, if you drive a gasoline-consuming vehicle, be ready to pay up. The First Amendment is gone, as we'll highlight with Project Veritas coming up in just a few minutes. And we've highlighted this on many occasions on this program. It's been a proven fact that the high-tech censorship of anyone that disagrees with progressives, not limited to shadow banning, but the total deletion of entire social platforms. Ask Parler how they're doing. The muzzling of America, though, is not limited to just masks, social media, and mainstream cable propaganda machines like MSNBC and the Soros-funded broadcast networks like NBC, CBS, and the rest of them. Now you can't even walk away from the Democrats without the threat of arrest. Ask Brandon Straka. With the First Amendment gone, some have said that we should never give up the second. Richard and I interviewed Brandon Tatum on this program just last week when the former cop, co-founder of Blexit and founder of the Tatum Report said, it's difficult to drag us to a FEMA camp if 223, 556, and 308 rounds are flying by their heads. That's true. But what if the assault isn't really on the Second Amendment? What if it becomes a tax issue? If Joe Biden gets his way, that's exactly what will happen in order to force your compliance with firearm ownership or the lack thereof. Listen to this. The Biden administration is pushing for legislation that will require you to fill out a 13-page questionnaire, complete with fingerprints, which will require you to document every firearm that you have possession of, detailing the list with serial numbers, cost, date of acquisition, and from whom you made the purchase. Then, Biden is coming after your pocketbook. Each gun will be subject to a $200 tax, required to be paid immediately. If you own 10 guns, that's $2,000. You can do the math. I have several friends with over 40 guns, and they're bracing for an $8,000 bill at the end of this year if Biden isn't checked. Well, the democratically controlled radical body of Congress is probably not going to do that. And don't try to lie. Remember the growing list of IRS agents that I told you about? Yeah, Joe will make sure there's enough bodies to audit your arsenal and make certain that you pay up or be subject to criminal arrest and prosecution, fines, and jail time. So while the fake news media continues to spew lies handed to them by the communists in the White House and throughout the rest of our federal government, while they tell you that middle America will not be affected by increased taxes, your Second Amendment will remain intact. Transparency is key, and we'll all be blessed by the spirit of unity from this president. Stick with me. The truth lives here, and I will never be afraid to report it. As the deep state of criminal activity and corruption tries to hide their evil plans and destruction, we will go right after it. More PC Radio in 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back straight ahead.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich.
back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness!
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
I want to talk to you real quick about one of the sponsors that makes PC Radio possible, that sponsor being Verve. Now, Verve Forever is a CBD line of products. Now, this is a veteran-owned company that's very important to both Richard and I here at the Patriotically Correct Radio Absolutely. Show. Not only just here, but in life in general, I have made the commitment that I'm going to spend the extra time to search for American-owned, specifically veteran-owned businesses. Because that's how we can, one of the ways that we can fight back against this hostile takeover. Now, I knew nothing about CBD. I thought people were just running around getting high. There was a huge misconception with this thing. There's all kinds of THC. Wow, this thing is ridiculous. But now I'm educated, and because I am no longer ignorant to this thing, I'm now also a consumer and a customer. I became a consumer and customer prior to being an ambassador for Verve. We love it because it's a great product, okay? It helps with pain. Physical and mental. If you have some sort of an anxiety issue, PTSD, PTS, stress, you know, if you get migraine headaches, if you have joint pain, muscle pain, tendon pain, migraine headaches, all these things that I've previously mentioned, this stuff can help you with. Now, Richard, you take one of this, one of these oil regimens. What are you on here today?
I am on the full spectrum. It was designed for veterans.
Yeah.
And so I love it. I can't go a day without it. I'll tell you that. I notice it when I forget or when I run out.
So make sure that you get over to the PCRadioshow.com and check out more on Verve. Their logo is just down on the page, and educate yourself. If you're also, by the way, if you're getting your CBD, if you're already a believer, but you're getting it from a company that's not veteran owned, make the switch. Verve Forever is a CBD a company that is, it's the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices, and they are veteran owned. Get to the PCRadioshow.com for more information. The PCRadioshow.com, the PCRadioshow.com, and PC Radio continues right now.
With a domestic population of 350 million and 7.8 billion worldwide, we thank the 12 of you that listen to this garbage.
It's garbage, and I'll tell you why.
The Patriotically Correct Radio Show.
Eat me.
Doing worldwide at the PCRadioshow.com.
Now we have Representative Lauren Boebert coming up on the show later on this week. Also, Congressman Madison Cawthorn, who's recently come under a lot of fire. And that's what these people do. These people, when they see a superstar in the rising, this is the mob mentality style of attack that liberal radical progressives, the mob, and the media are going to participate in trying to discredit people like Madison Cawthorn, who is, by the way, the youngest congressman to ever be elected to the United States Congress. It's pretty amazing, and he's going to be joining us on the show. Also, coming up very shortly, we have Mario Balaban from Project Veritas. He's going to be here to talk about Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, PBS, and what Project Veritas drop has upcoming, which will be really exciting. Yeah. Richard, I was talking about the attack on Amendment 2. So without physically saying that they're coming after your guns, they're going to make it basically impossible for you to be able to afford a firearm. A lot of people right now are short on money, but they also realize how important it is to own a gun. It's no secret to this administration that a record number of firearms was purchased in the weeks leading up to the election, especially after the overdose death of George Floyd here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that sparked outrage and, you know, a politicized media agenda, and the radical progressives jumped all over this, namely Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Shifty Schiff, all these guys, and everybody, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, This became a subject of systemic racism in law enforcement, and then it's no secret that cities burned. Minneapolis is where it started. Portland is still under fire. Seattle is still under fire. We're trying to get Andy Ngo, who's an investigative journalist from that area, and he's been, I mean, he's put himself right in the middle of all of this, and he's been beaten up. He's been bludgeoned. All of these things. Andy Ngo, I'm in communication with him as of yesterday, and we're going to try to get him on the program, too, to tell you, because the mainstream media is not going to tell you, Portland is still under fire. Portland is still burning. Cops are still being attacked. They're being run over with cars. There's still autonomous zones set up there. People are still being held for ransom. They're not allowed to leave their own neighborhoods. These are the things that the mainstream media and that social media will discredit by putting a flag on there about how this is partly false, or mainstream media will just completely ignore it. I mean, do you think that Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon want to admit that this is really going on predominantly in black and brown neighborhoods across this country, specifically in democratically controlled strongholds where a lack of leadership and elected representatives that prey on these minorities, promising the world and then delivering absolutely nothing every year and three quarters when the election cycle comes around? No, of course they will not report on this.
No.
But the assault on Amendment 2 is here.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
And so, yeah, they're going to do this in the form of a $200. Now, I'm not going to disclose to you how many firearms I have. I'm not going to say that here. But I will tell you that it's going to... I don't even want to tell you how much it's going to cost me because obviously our listeners are really good at math. I can tell you that it's not going to be pretty. And I can tell you that even if it's one... It's just shocking to me that this 13-page this packet that's going to come out to us now. I shouldn't say that it's shocking to me because really it's not. No. I fully expected the assault on Amendment 2. But now, see, they get away with it because they don't have to say, no, we're not going to allow you to have firearms. We're not going to restrict the sale of ammunition. We're not yet going after the magazine capacity. None of those things. What we're going to do is we're just going to make sure that you pay your fair share. And by adding all of these new IRS tax cops, you can be sure that if you have ever purchased a gun and you either don't return the form or somehow, you know, the criteria that meets the algorithm that's on there that says, whoop, red flag, this guy, I think he has more guns than he's letting on. Believe me, you're going to get a knock at your door, Richard. And then they're not arresting you for possessing a firearm. Now they're arresting you for tax evasion. So it becomes a tax issue. I really need people to understand something here. This program is not an attack on the left every day. That's not what I'm doing, because to me, it's no longer about Democrats and Republicans. To me, this is about the hijacking of an entire political system that these radical progressives are trying to topple over right in front of us. So democracy is a thing of the past. Our republic, they want to make it a thing of the past. Capitalism has become racism. And Democrats and Republicans really should be on the same page here together as they watch this whole thing fall. And I'm talking about the voting base. Now, a third party has been talked about, Richard, as you know. Trump did come out, and thank God, because this is what I had cautioned about. It's only going to continue to divide us if we have a third party. Now you just take the Republican vote and you divide it in two. And if we ever get back to fair elections, we'll never win one of those either. But Trump did come out and say that he's doing away with that.
Huh?
He said that he's doing away with that. He's going to support the primarying of worthless, feckless GOP people, and he's going to back the Republican Party and restore integrity and continue draining the swamp through his advocacy and his activism through the office of the former president down in Florida.
Well, that's fantastic. But let's not skip past this whole Second Amendment thing yet.
I'm not.
Who the hell is going to protect us? Who's going to protect our families? There's a reason why folks have hundreds of guns or tens of guns or just one gun, other than to hunt and to gather their food for their families. The cops are not doing their job anymore. Their power has been stripped of them. The government is doing nothing to protect these people. And second of all, what pussy is going to come to my door and take my guns? Anybody that owns guns for the right reasons is not going to go take another law-abiding citizen's gun.
Remember, I told you that's not what this is about anymore. They're not specifically coming for your guns. See, that is the trickery that they do here. So when Biden lied, middle America died. He said, nope, we're not going to attack anybody that's making less than $400,000. Only the rich will be affected by these tax plans. I just debunked that. I showed you. I laid it all out for you. You're going to pay at the pump. The Keystone Pipeline is gone. He's killing jobs. You're going to pay a carbon tax. You're going to pay a tax for your inheritance, the capital gains thing it. Outed Jimmy Carter. Terrible ideas, completely progressive. It's going to be back crushing, spine crushing, face blowing jabs left and right from this administration. But that is what's going on here. They're not going to come there to get your guns. An IRS cop is going to show up with your local police department, and they're going to place you under arrest for tax evasion if you don't pay the $200 per firearm. So it's no longer about taking the guns. It's about making it financially less likely that people are going to be able to acquire guns, or that they're going to have to get rid of them or participate in these voluntary buyback programs that we already know is just the beginning of a slippery slope. Now, you remember Beto O'Rourke.
Yep.
He said that if he was elected president back when he was campaigning for that position, he said, no. Hell yes, we're coming for your AR-15s. Later, when he was asked to clarify that, he said, no. This will not be voluntary. This will be mandatory. This will be the law. You will be required to comply with the law. Well, he's going to be the gun czar in this Biden administration, right? So this is the slippery slope where it starts. First, they make it a tax issue. They make it so that now you have to sell your guns or participate in these voluntary buybacks, which we know are going to become mandatory. So they're not coming to get it. They're not coming to get your guns. They're going to come and arrest you, or they're going to come after your pocketbook so that you no longer desire, wish to, or are able to acquire these guns.
Who's paying the taxes and all the guns that are being used and toted around cities like Chicago? The strictest gun laws in our land, and there's the most guns there. Who's paying taxes on all those guns?
Well, the owners of the firearms.
The shitbags aren't paying for them.
Yeah. But the owners of those firearms.
Bring me to jail. Take me.
Your firearm was stolen in a home invasion by some criminal thug on the south side of Chicago. That gun is still registered to you, and so you'll pay the tax on that gun, whether you have it in your possession or not. It's registered to you if you did the right thing when you purchased the firearm, and if you followed the law scrupulously and adhered to the letter. You will be responsible because that serial number belongs to Richard Leonard. Richard Leonard is going to stroke a $200 check for that gun that was stolen that has now got bodies on it from the south side of Chicago because it's being used by some MS-13 gangbanger that was allowed to come through the southern border because, by the way, we have wiped out now any arrests for illegal entry into the United States. Now, violent offenders are rapidly being released from custody as we speak this afternoon right here. Because of an executive order signed by the president to release, for ICE to release detainees being held for deportation. So they will not be deported. They will be released right back into our neighborhoods where then they will steal your gun that you're going to pay that $200 tax on. And it doesn't matter what they were originally arrested for. If it was a rape, if it was a homicide, if it was a violent assault, or if it was the insurrection at the Capitol, they're going to be released and they will not be deported. Furthermore, it is now no longer a crime to come here, and the 11 million that are already here, sucking off the tit of you and I, the taxpayers, taking away the hard-to-find jobs right now, the jobs that you can't find anymore because Biden is breaking the back of the jobs economy. The jobs you can't find are being taken by the 11 million people that are already here, and now he's going to provide amnesty to them as well. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
The conversation continues with Mario Balaban as we continue with more PC Radio on the other side of the break in just 60 seconds. Remember to subscribe to our Rumble channel and download the OpsLens app. Okay, download the OpsLens app. More PC Radio in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. My name is Stu. That's Richard Leonard.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Censored by Twitter, shadow banned on Facebook.
and hated by fake news media. The Patriotically Correct Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
As promised, I have Project Veritas with us right now as the deep state of criminal activity and corruption tries to hide their evil plans for destruction of the remaining freedom and individual liberties that we enjoy as the mainstream media and high-tech giants like Twitter and Facebook, YouTube, continue to run cover for the cabal while silencing anyone that disagrees with them. Project Veritas is now throwing it all on the line, exposing what the propaganda wing of the communist regime wants to do to keep you quiet.
Michael Beller.
Who is that with no mask?
My name is James O'Keefe. Is this seat taken? We have you on tape talking about the need for Molotov cocktails.
I would like to get enough people that we could circle the whole area and get out in his memos, like going to just encircle the whole thing and keep it.
What are we going to do if we don't like it?
Go to the White House and throw Molotov cocktails.
Using Molotov cocktails. The week of the insurrection, sir, against the Capitol building.
So you mostly just give it
a... I knew that.
It is a much more severe violation, given what we're seeing on the ground. We are going to actually be more aggressive in our enforcement beyond the amplification.
Let's say it was a pro-Trump thing, and I am anti-Trump. I was like, oh, I banned this whole account. It'll go to you. And then it's at your discretion. And if you're anti-Trump, you're like, oh, you know what, Mueller's right. Let it go.
We decided to escalate our enforcement of the civic integrity policy and use a label that disabled engagements to stop the spread of potentially inflammatory content, which is the content around election interference, election fraud, stealing the election, that type of thing.
One strategy is to shadow ban so that you have ultimate control. The idea of a shadow ban is that you ban someone, but they don't know they've been banned.
I do intend to do a full retro, as I said in my note. It is going to take some time. And then the other thing, just to close out a little bit, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration.
Wow, damning stuff. Mario Balaban has been with Project Veritas since 2019. He spearheaded the organization's email program and media relations functions, and now he's here with us. Mario, I first want to commend you and all of the other hard workers at Project Veritas for your bravery and commitment to truth in journalism. It seems to be a thing of the past nowadays, and as a fervent seeker of truth myself, I can tell you that I appreciate it, and thank you for being with us here this afternoon.
Hey, Stu, thank you so much for having me. You know, it's a pleasure. And, you know, we're definitely going to keep fighting for the truth. As you said, it's very important. The clips you listened to there were a range of different Twitter employees. Going back to 2018, we've investigated Twitter. That's where the term shadow banning came to light. Today is a mainstream term, but Project Veritas brought that to light due to that investigation. And more recently, as you played as well, you could see Jack Dorsey and Vijay Agadi from the Twitter executive team talking about how not only will they keep censoring people, they're going to do it on a global scale. So it's very scary stuff indeed.
And we saw the PBS council there as well, right, talking about throwing Molotov cocktails, doing whatever he can to infiltrate the brains of viewers of television. And this is called indoctrination, and it starts at a very young age, especially for the public broadcasting system, which I don't know why taxpayers are still paying for a public broadcasting system anyhow. I do want to focus on the big tech stuff. We've seen, you know, the Facebook and YouTube whistleblowers, and now Project Veritas video in the drop containing this damning evidence of intentional bias. Has the mainstream media brought this to the public, or is all of Project Veritas hard work limited to online searches and a few brave cable news outlets like Hannity and some of the others?
Exactly. Most recently with this Twitter release we just did, the mainstream media did not cover it. Like you said, Fox did. A few other conservative outlets definitely did. But, you know, the Washington Post, New York Times, and definitely the CNNs of the world do not cover it. I'm assuming there's two reasons for that. One, because they don't like the content that comes to light. And two, because Project Veritas has investigated those organizations in the past, and I don't think they really enjoy sharing our content after what we've done with investigating them.
I did hear a call from James O'Keefe. There was a video of him jumping into a conference call and unmuting himself with CNN. Very good stuff. Very brave. And with Project Veritas, by the way, if you have a tip, you can send it's veritastips@protonmail.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. If you go on our website as well, we have a page just for insiders. So you can send us a tip via email, like you said, veritastips@protonmail.com, Signal, Telegram, a whole range of ways you can call. You know, we really are expanding our team here that are taking in tips. And if you know anyone inside big tech, mainstream media, do reach out to us. There will be a team reviewing that, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
Richard, you and I talk about it all the time. You know, just before I went to Florida about 3 weeks ago, I had 80,000 followers on Twitter. Not a huge account, but, you know, establishing and, you know, certainly starting to grow rapidly as we here on this program continue to bring more and more truth. I'm finding that I'm losing more and more of those followers. So I think today, this morning, when I decided that I'm leaving Twitter and I'm going to stick to other platforms, I think I was at like 43,000. So nearly 40,000 followers in 3 weeks. Do you think, Mario, that these people just arbitrarily decided, I don't like this guy anymore, screw him? Or is this, you know, is what we're hearing on these drops, are these actual algorithms put into place to remove these people from seeing my content? And more specifically, the topic of shadow banning was discussed in the video. A shadow ban is where people believe that they are still engaging people, but those people are not seeing their content. I think I would still see the number as a follower there. So is there actual an additional algorithm now where they're actually just stripping away these people? And do these people know that they can no longer see me and that they're no longer following me? Do you know about that?
At this point, anything is possible within Twitter. We've found a whole range of things that we've done. Just to speak to Project Veritas and James O'Keefe account, we've seen hundreds of thousands of followers also drop as well. So there's definitely something interesting happening there. A lot of times we get people messaging us saying, hey, I just noticed we are not following your account anymore. I don't know what's going on. So there's definitely something fishy going on. But I think Twitter's current excuse is that they banned 70,000 accounts recently, I think anything related to QAnon. So they're trying to justify it as, you know, oh, we're just trying to protect our, you know, the platform from conspiracy theories in that range. But there's definitely, there must be stuff behind the scenes happening as well there.
Yeah.
You know, I always get, I love your guys' page. I always try to think about how in the world are these folks, you know, getting these videos and things like that. And I attribute it to, like, some of these folks are super brave souls, man, to be able to whatever the technique is or the data collection technique is. I am very thankful, though, that there are folks out there that'll do this. Some of these folks are pretty powerful people, and it's got to be a dangerous game to play. So I, for one, appreciate you guys, Mario, because who knows what the hell would be going on behind and what is going on behind the scenes without you. So a little bit here and there, I think, also helps to keep some of those people in check, maybe a little bit. But I just wanted to extend my thank you for bringing truth. It's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you for that. I would say two things. Project Veritas has two main forms of getting this type of content, right? One of them is through our undercover journalists, people that go and meet with these executives and get that information via hidden camera. But more powerful and even more brave, not to say our undercover journalists aren't brave, they're very brave, but even more brave more recently is people inside these organizations who are sending us this information. For example, the Twitter story you just listened to, Jack Dorsey and Vijay Gadde, who are executives, this was leaked to us from a Twitter insider who just had enough, who's fed up with the lies and the misinformation and the corruption inside the organization and said, you know, I need the public to see this. The public has the right to know and needs to know what's going on here. So we've had people inside Twitter. We had people inside Facebook. We've had people inside Google who have come to us just in the last year or two. And I can tell you that we have more big tech insiders coming out very soon.
That's great.
You know, and the new thing here for misinformation or disinformation, what Jack Dorsey's talking about keeping conspiracy theories away from, you know, the social media platform. This is where we get into the argument about whether or not Twitter is a publisher. And this is why Donald Trump was really pushing for this reform of Section 230. And, you know, why is it that Jack Dorsey gets to decide whether QAnon is a conspiracy theory? I mean, listen, I'm no torch carrier for everything Q, but certainly there are questions that need to be asked. Now, if I have a yellow lab at home, but I want to get on Twitter and say that I have 10 German shepherds, that's my prerogative. I'm allowed to do that. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want to, if it's worth your time to investigate, whether or not that's true. And by the way, the true information in really any statement is usually inside of a variety of other tidbits of maybe false misinformation or disinformation that even the publisher of that post doesn't know for sure, you know, that it is misinformation. But there's some truth to almost everything that is said, because I do have a dog, but whether or not it's 10 German shepherds, that's up to you to find out. So I think the conversation here is more about the lawmakers. And obviously at Project Veritas, you know, your efforts are to help bring awareness to the general public about this assault on free speech and all of the other corruption that you guys are doing a fantastic job of exposing. But is your evidence being reviewed also by lawmakers with the hope that, you know, these high-tech giants might someday soon be held accountable for this stuff?
So a lot of the information that we've, you know, uncovered in the last year or two have gone to Congress. For example, in June of or July of 2020, just last year, we did two insiders from within Facebook came to us to expose political censorship and the content moderation there. That information was leveraged then by Representative Matt Gaetz, who wrote a criminal referral letter to then Attorney General Bill Barr. For, you know, saying that Mark Zuckerberg had committed perjury in Congress for saying that the platform does not discriminate politically. And even a few weeks later, Zuckerberg went to testify in Congress and Matt Gaetz asked questions to Zuckerberg using the content that Project Veritas uncovered. So Congress has, and Google, by the way, has done the same thing in 2019. Our videos led to Dan Crenshaw and several other people, and Ted Cruz, to go in Congress and question Google executives. Again, you know, it hasn't, there's a lot that can be done, as you said, that hasn't been done. I think it could be increasingly difficult to do so, but that information has gone to law enforcement's hands. It comes down to them to take action after our investigations take place.
I'm just looking at the Project Veritas page here, and the new tagline, Be Brave, Do Something, is very appropriate and widespread throughout a lot of society today. I mean, it's not just you guys. All right, so you guys at Project Veritas have new stuff coming up, and can we expect more exposure of corruption and more drops of evidence from you guys in the near future?
Absolutely. There will be more stuff coming very soon. Stay tuned within the next few weeks. There'll be some interesting things coming out very soon.
This is big stuff. This is big stuff, folks. So make sure that you find Project Veritas. You can find them everywhere. All you have to do is run a DuckDuckGo search, and they're all over the place. And if you try to follow them on Twitter, make sure you check back daily and make sure that you're still following them. Mario Balaban. Thank you so much for being here. More powerful conversation as PC Radio continues on the other side of the break in just 60 seconds. Stick around.
Twitter blew up.
More offensive than a presidential tweet.
Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, all countries will respect us far more than they do under past administrations.
PC Radio with Stu and Rich. Mojo 50 Radio.
The grave injustices happening in this country right now, putting so many people at risk. Welcome back to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. My name is Stu Peters. You can find me all over social media at Real Stu Peters. I'm in Telegram. Just search for Stu Peters. That's my new favorite platform. I love it. You know why I love Telegram? Because I can actually communicate with these people. Like when you're on Twitter, you know, and all the comments are below the thread, it's really difficult. But having this group chat, I love it because I can hear directly from you guys. And this show is not for me. It's not for him. This show is for you because we're just up here saying the things that you're all thinking. All right? We're here digging for the truth, trying to expose as much of it as we can. We will never cower to any man. We will never bow for any regime, and we will always listen to authentic, credible whistleblowers, and we are not afraid. We're not afraid to be out there in front of that. I know one guy that must have been very afraid. That's a bartender in New York at Max Public House. If you remember, just a month or so ago, Max Public House decided that they were going to stay open when the overreaching and tyrannical mandates from the statist Governor Cuomo and the bozo, the mayor over there, Bill de Blasio, decided that they were going to segregate their lockdowns to certain communities. You know, it was primarily safe in Democratic areas, but if you were in a conservative district, oh, well, then you were done. So they shut down all these businesses. Max Public House stays open. Long and the short of it, the general manager or the bartender serving a burger and a beer is arrested for violating this order. He's then subsequently released. They then launch a sting operation, Richard. All right? I mean, we're talking about like a black ops operation here. Now, we're not talking about the NYPD. We're talking about the New York City sheriff, okay? Joseph Fusino. He launches this black ops thing. And I don't know if Sheriff Fusino was the guy who devised this plan, or if he was the puppet and the puppeteer was really Bozo de Blasio and Dictator Cuomo. I would suggest that
more like that.
Yeah, I would suggest that a full investigation be launched, and here's why, because I'm going to tell you about this. Now, so about a month later, throughout this month, they conduct this surveillance detail, right, where they send undercover operatives from the sheriff's office inside of Max Public House. Well, then one night, after closing at midnight, they follow this bartender from Max Public House about two blocks away to this quiet and desolate area where they jump him. And they're wearing all black. They've got hoods on. They've got face masks on. They've got, you know, balaclavas on, all this kind of nonsense crap. And they jump him. A quarter of their department, 20 cars. And he's scared for his life. He doesn't know who the hell is chasing him. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. So anyway, he's trying to get away. The chase goes a couple of blocks or whatever it is until he finally hears sirens, and he's like, he had this feeling of relief because he's like, oh, good, the cops are here to help me. But instead, they drag him out. They chase him. You know, they make these allegations that he broke the legs of officers. Now, the sheriff Fusino, who's the chief sheriff or whatever it is, the head guy over there, I don't know exactly how it works in New York with the sheriff's office and what their structure is, but the head guy, Fusino, Joseph, he gets all over the media, the Associated Press, CNN, all these places, and says, my officer experienced broken bones, two broken legs. He's out of the hospital. He's fine now, blah, blah, blah. It was a lie. It was a total lie. And I'm going to show you a statement briefly here that portions of it unreal. From yesterday outside of Max Public House. Watch.
Today is our day. The sheriff lied. He got caught. He must resign.
The last time I was in front of Max Public House in front of a camera and being able to speak to people, I mentioned that when the facts come out, you'll see that I did nothing wrong. And that's exactly the truth that came out. In no way would I ever intentionally harm anybody in law enforcement.
I'm gonna tell you about the biggest lie we've ever seen right here in New York City, which I believe is horrible corruption. So after a month and a half of harassment, intimidation, arrests, fines, it turns out Danny wasn't violating any law at all. Because everything that was issued has been dismissed.
Correct.
This is a failure of leadership, and the big lie was, even after the takedown didn't work out quite as planned, the New York City sheriff went on the record and said there was an injured officer with two broken legs. And now, thanks to Brady material during the grand jury proceedings, we know that the sheriff flat out lied and quite possibly broke the law.
And if he did break the law, he needs to be prosecuted. So, I mean, yeah. this has, think about this from a full spectrum here. And that's what we do on this show. And we're very fortunate to have such an intelligent a mentally able body of listeners here who think for themselves. We are critical thinkers here. So let's take this full spectrum, Richard. You've okay. got this guy, and I think on the screen there it said that he was the owner of Max Public House. I don't believe that he is. I think he was a bartender there, just serving a burger and a beer. They chase him down like a murder suspect. You know, meanwhile, New York is they're rioting in New York. They're burning shit down. You know, Antifa and BLM, Black Lives Matter, the for-profit political group, is all over the place causing havoc, setting up autonomous zones, raping people, murdering people, assaulting people, stealing people's stuff, destroying their property. But yet the target becomes this bartender, this bar. Why? Because they were on the offensive. because they were controlling the narrative, because they were pointing out that this, it wasn't just a story about Max Public House at that time. This was a story about every small business, and namely restaurants in this country, that were under assault by overreaching, tyrannical, far-left, extremist, radical dictators in all of these democratically controlled cities, towns, and states. With these closure mandates and these lockdowns that 15,000 doctors came out and signed a letter saying that these lockdowns are counterproductive and they actually help to spread COVID-19. All of that aside, there was a political attack on these people. Specifically then, the one that became highlighted was this one, because I will tell you that Johnny Tobacco and, all these people over here at Max Public House did a very good job about bringing this out to the public, and I've got to give credit to Fox News and people like OAN and Newsmax who actually took the story and reported on it. Now, Cuomo and Don Lemon over there at CNN with their false rhetoric, BS, fake news, didn't report on any of this. And if they did, the only story that they picked up on was that a man had been arrested for assaulting an officer, right? And for breaking his bones and dragging him for blocks behind a car. In the video, we clearly saw that he didn't drag him behind a vehicle for blocks behind a car. He was on the hood as Presti started to move forward and then moved out of the frame. But what Johnny Tobacco highlighted and what these attorneys for Presti highlighted yesterday in this news conference is that this isn't an assault on the cops. They're not out here saying all cops are bad. They have law enforcement in their families, and as Presti said, he's a big supporter of law enforcement. Mm-hmm. But what this is this is more an accolade for the city attorney's office, or for the prosecutor, for the district attorney, who made this Brady information available to the defense and to the grand jury. Because this didn't happen. This Sheriff Fassino lied. He lied to everybody about these legs being broken. So going back to full spectrum, this doesn't just hurt Presti in the form of an arrest. This doesn't just hurt him because he's been fired from his regular day job. So it's hurting his entire reputation at this time. It's silencing him also because he's under arrest for multiple felonies. Now he can no longer control the narrative. Now they're the bad guys. So now Cuomo and de Blasio regain control on the offensive of the narrative so that they can continue to push this as these and frame these people as criminals. They're criminal, super spreading, virus denying, racist, bigoted, misogynistic fools. And so it would have permanently damaged his reputation. And now that this has come out, we did see the microphone said Fox News on it, so I'm assuming that they're going to report on this. At what lengths, I don't know. But it's very important that this story gets shared all over the place and that people understand exactly what happened to Presti, exactly what happened to Max Public House. And I say, and I'm calling for the immediate resignation of this Sheriff Fassino. People should be on his doorstep. People should be at that sheriff's office. People should be demanding peacefully and patriotically protesting in front of this sheriff's office until he steps down and resigns. And then an independent third party, maybe by the NYPD or a group of cops that still does their jobs, should launch a full investigation into where this directive came from. Where did it come from to investigate the Max Public House? Where did it come from to surveil these citizens at Max Public House? Where was the arrest plan devised? Who devised this stupid and idiotic plan that endangered not only Presti, but the general public and deputies from the sheriff's office? Because we've got to believe these guys are just carrying out orders.
And all for what? For what? So because a couple people wanted their families?
No, it's not for that.
Their business to survive?
No, it wasn't for that. It was to regain control of the narrative. They wanted to crush Presti. They wanted to crush Max Public House. They wanted to frame them to be the bad guys so they could continue these lockdowns and these business closures and mandates, so they could force people into the soup kitchen lines, so that they force them into poverty, so that they are dependent on the government and they create compliance through control.
Yes, and that the big picture is that. But I'm talking about the people that own this bar. They're not, but it would seem to me that the reason they did it would be the same reason that Lisa Monet kept Alibi open.
Yep.
You know, one to say F you to the man, but also because people got bills to pay. They have livelihoods to keep up. They have kids to put through school.
Yes.
And none of these assholes that sit up in these towers have ever had to come home from work and provide maybe just one packet of ramen noodles to their children and watch them suffer and then not let them play sports and not let them, you know, they can't get new shoes. They can't get new clothes for school. None of that stuff.
And if a third party, independent, upstanding, legitimate, transparent investigation is conducted, and if it is found out that de Blasio or Cuomo were involved with this, they also too should resign. They should be held criminally liable and definitely should be held civilly liable. I see Presti and the people over at Max Public House doing very well with this, and I hope that they do. Now, there was a GoFundMe account that got shut down because once he was framed as a criminal, you know, the GoFundMe people, they're not going to allow that anymore because now you're supporting a criminal. So how much money could he have made to fight his legal battle? How much support could they have received at Max Public House to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of summonses and fines? But they were shut down from those efforts. Cuomo, if he was involved, de Blasio the clown, if he was involved, and I don't doubt it one bit that these people were involved. Joseph Fusino, we know for sure was involved, should be held civilly liable for all of those financial damages and losses that were incurred as a result of this big lie. This is not just happening, folks, at Max Public House or in New York City with that sheriff's office. This is happening all over our country. I have highlighted this on this show so many times that the highest levels of command staffs, specifically now appointed positions, chiefs in these democratically controlled cesspools like Minneapolis and that Madeira Arredondo, he is a feckless, weak leader, and he should demand that his cops are able to work and that they take the handcuffs off of these people, or he should step down because he's not doing a good job. And that's not just happening in Minneapolis. It's happening in LA. It's happening in Portland, Seattle, and as we see now in New York City with the sheriff's office. This is a big problem, Richard.
Yes, it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. And it's extremely, just leave these people the hell alone and let them live their lives. Let them live, for F's sake.
Now, we were talking,
I almost said it again.
We had somebody on the program from a restaurant down in Albert Lee who decided that she was going to remain open. We had Lisa Monet Zarza from Lakeville at Alibi. She was on the program, and we support her. I've now been in conversation, just as we were in commercial break, with Johnny Tobacco, and we're going to get him on this program too, because the world needs to know about this stuff, and I guarantee you, you're not going to hear a peep about this, about how this case has been dropped. All the summons have been dropped. He has been cleared of any charges. The officer never had any broken legs. Joseph Fusino is a complete liar and a fake and a phony and a criminal, and he should step down immediately, but Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon are not going to report on any of this because it doesn't fit the narrative. They are Soros-funded networks, ladies and gentlemen. You have to start looking at the big picture here and think about this thing full spectrum. Right now, the assault is on Presti and Max Public House. No longer. But next, if you think they won't come for you, you're wrong. They'll come for you in the way of violating their laws and their ordinances and their mandates. They'll come with you in the way of fines and jail time and summons. They'll come with you in the way of tax evasion and lock you up with the IRS cops that Joe Biden is now advertising that he's hiring exponentially at nauseam. He's hiring these people. And I'm sorry to get worked up, but I told you before the show today that I was going to make you hot, that I was bringing the heat, that this thing is real, yeah, and that this is going on. But every single American, going back to the division that they want, even more so, they want to divide us by religion, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever you are, Catholicism, Lutheran, Presbyterian. They want to divide you by your sexual orientation, gay, straight, whether you used to have a penis and now you want boobs, all of those things. They want to divide us by skin color, black, white, Latino. They want to divide us by nationality, whether or not you're legally here or illegally here. And now they want to divide us by the party that we show allegiance to, whether you're a Democrat, a Libertarian, an Independent, or a Republican, or part of the Patriot Party, which, by the way, Trump has come out denouncing any involvement with that, and I appreciate that, because we need to rebuild this Republican Party. We need to primary all of these weak, corrupt establishment assholes and finish draining the swamp and get these people out of there. But if you think that these people will not come for you, as they are dividing all of us. Remember, this should piss off every American, no matter your religion, no matter your skin color, no matter your nationality, no matter your political party. This should upset you. This is an assault on freedom. This is an assault on our democracy, and you have to stand up to these tyrants who are trying to put you into the soup kitchen lines. You have to stand up.
Listen, people listening to the show, watching the show, this is super important. It's super important that you share it. Share it. Everybody needs to know this. Everyone needs to see this for their own eyes. Don't just take the words of these assholes that are paid by people like George Soros and have this false narrative.
Yeah.
You have to be able to see that you're being spoon-fed a big bowl of bullshit soup.
There it is. And you will be able to get that bowl of soup at Max Public House, but it'll be a bowl full of truth, just like you get right here on the Patriotically Correct Radio Show every single day, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Until tomorrow at that time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!
Correct, politically biased, emotionally disturbed. On behalf of all of us at Mojo, we apologize. Stewart's and Richard, PC Radio.